morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because, well, this is radio on the internet. There's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. This is Galganov, or radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov, and it's a scorcher today. But then again, it's been a scorcher, I think, for the last month. It's horrible. It's probably close to 100 degrees, certainly in the sun, and I'd say the humidity's got to be, well, I'm sitting here, I'm outside on the deck as usual, and I'm drenched. I'm doing nothing, and I'm drenched. Well, pretty soon everyone's going to be complaining about winter anyways back here in Canada. I won't be. Ann and I will be in Texas, thank the Lord. But it's, well, I guess we got to enjoy it while we have it and put up with a little bit of humidity and heat and perspiration. I wrote today about Canada. Well, not just Canada, but socialism in Canada. It's killing our country. So I keep hearing and reading and all about American socialism, social democrats, I think they call themselves. Well, socialism is communism, period. That's all it is. It's just communism. And even worse than that, you know, the Nazis were socialists. They were the National Socialist Workers Party with a heavy emphasis on socialism. Socialism means you take away from people who create to give to people who don't. You take away from the people who work hard to give to the people who don't work hard at all or don't work at all. That's what socialism is. Socialism is you work, you make as much money as you possibly can, and then the government will decide what they're going to do with your money. That's socialism. And for so many Americans to buy into this crap, and it's unbelievable how many Americans are becoming like cheerleaders for socialism. People in the Democrat Party, we're not talking about just some buffoons, you know, amongst the rank and file. We're talking about the leadership of the Democrat Party. Well, perhaps they were always socialists, so I'm sure they were. But they hit it. They hit it very, very well. Socialism is about power. And so imagine if I can take all of your money and then I will decide what I'm going to do with your money. And I'm going to give your money to the people who are going to support me the most. That's what socialism is. So the government workers, the politicians, the bureaucrats, they're going to take your money and they're going to decide what to do with your money to make sure that they're going to please the people who are going to keep them in power. And at one point, once you cross the Rubicon, I mean, there's no coming back. The only way to come back is through civil war. We see that in Venezuela. We see it everywhere. Socialism has failed everywhere. It's been tried in the world. It has failed 100 years ago. It's failing today. I look at Canadians who love Cuba. They absolutely love Cuba because Cuba is so cheap. And the people in Cuba all seem to have jobs. And the people in Cuba all seem to be going here, there, wherever. And when you ask them, would you like to move to Cuba and not have the freedom of expression and not having the freedom to open up your own business and not having the freedom to make your own decisions? Would you like to do that? They say, no, but it's a great example. I mean, well, we're idiots. Whether we're Canadians or Americans, anyone who grasps socialism as a preference to capitalism, to the free market system, there's got to be insanity in that kind of thinking. There is insanity in that kind of thinking. Who wants to give up freedom for I don't know what you'd call it, for dependency upon other people to live your life for you? We have horses. They're not free. They're in a beautiful paddock. In the wintertime, they're in a gorgeous barn. In the summertime, like now, they have two gorgeous structures they can stand under to get away from the sun or the rain. They have free running water nonstop. But they're still slaves. They're our horses. They have no mind of their own. They cannot make a decision unless I or Ann make that decision for them. Do you want to become like our horses? Pets of some privileged class? I don't think so. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. It's radio on Galganov.com on the internet where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, you have a great, great day.